Well, look, folks, I spent time in New Orleans. It was eye-opening. Hurricane season has begun, and the National Weather Service predicts another year of enormous storms. But today, we will talk with a tornado expert who feels that we should broaden our view a little bit in terms of, what should be afraid of in storm season. The storm season meteorologist Sean Crowley, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Mark.
Sure. Now, let me just make sure I understand something. You aren't disputing that that hurricanes are dangerous, right?
No, not at all, not at all. But, cougars are dangerous, Mark. Hurricanes are just the flavor of the month, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's hurricane season, and Katrina was like the biggest hurricane.
I get it. Hurricanes are deadly. Ooh, I better run, or Hurricane Osiris is going to get me.
All right. You can't make light of the destruction they've caused, okay?
Okay, fair enough. But tornadoes are destructive, too. You just never hear about them.
Why do you think that is, then, Sean?
I don't know. They're not sexy, you know? Nobody sits on a beach and drinks a tornado. Nobody goes to watch the Miami Tornadoes play basketball. Uh-huh. Denzel Washington didn't star in a movie called Tornado.
You know, that movie didn't actually have anything to do with hurricanes.
Oh, no. Believe me, I know.
Uh-huh.
They just call it that to get people into the theaters. They got to get the butts in the seats, you know?
Uh-huh.
And
yeah,
everybody loves hurricanes.
Okay, all right. Now, you've said you have a problem with hurricanes being given proper names.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What other storm gets a proper name?
Yeah.
You know, people remember Rita or Ivan or Katrina, but nobody says, honey, we can't name the baby F3. Remember that horrible twister in Oklahoma?
All right, not fair. All right. Maybe it's because there's so many hurricanes they need to keep track. How about that? Maybe there's just so many of them.
That's a good point. Hey, you know how many tornadoes last November were in Kentucky alone?
How many?
50.
Okay.
You know what their names were?
I don't know.
Tornado. Hurricanes get special treatment because the institutionalized meteorologism that runs rampant throughout this country.
Meteorologism?
It's the oppression of a type of storm, Mark.
That sounds like racism.
No. This is much worse than racism.
Wait. Come on. That's got a little bit offensive, Sean.
It's institutionalized. It's built into everybody. I mean, you're prejudiced against tornadoes, and you don't even know it.
I don't have anything against tornadoes.
Spell tornadoes.
I don't want to spell tornadoes.
Come on, spell it.
Fine. All right. Tornado. Is there an E when it's plural? Or?
Yeah. Look in the mirror now, you meteorologist.
Wait. What would you like to see change then about the public's perception of tornadoes? All right.
Well, there's a number of things I would love to change, but as a starting off point, first thing we need to change is the media's liberal bias against them.
There is no liberal bias against tornadoes, Sean.
What? How many times have you talked about hurricanes on your show?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Several times.
Uh-huh.
Sid Katrine talked about Katrina. You've had guests on talking about that.
Yeah.
How many times you've talked about tornadoes?
I don't know. I don't know if I've ever talked about tornadoes on the show.
Why don't you just make my point for me, Mark?
Look, we are.
Why don't you just make it for me?
I'm out of time, man. I can't.
Of course we're out of time. You know, if you had a hurricane guy and you'd give him a full 5 minutes.
Well, thanks for being here, Sean.
You are worse than Anderson Cooper.
Yeah, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah. What the hell is that?
That man's very angry.
I got to tell
you. Very angry.
Well, you know, you get into a specific line of work. You can understand his bitterness, but I thought we were going to have some information. I thought we were going to get some things done.
Well, if you're prejudiced against tornadoes, why don't you just come out and say it?
You know, Jim, I am sick.